Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful, as always, to share with you this podcast for June 18th, 2022. And we're going to look at the word violence and what it's all about, because I get so many, many, many questions about our country and all of that. And I am not a politician, so I can't really answer questions about politics, I want you to know. Of course, Greg has his own politics, but that doesn't matter. That doesn't enter into this at all, because what we have to look at is way, way, way beyond politics, and I hope to be able to help you. So let's look at the problem of violence. It stems from my DNA, my ruthless DNA that lives in each and every one of us at some level. That level of violence is calculated, regulated, realized through all sorts of means that I live by, such as my intrigue with violent movies, maybe intrigue in violent video games. Gossip would have a lot to do with it. I calibrate my whole life, whether I know it or not, and you do the same thing, around the whole essence of personal violence. Now, I wrote a book years ago called We Know Not What We Do. This was way back in the 90s. Way back, doesn't seem that long to me. But anyway, way back in the 90s. And publishers were afraid to publish it. I could probably, you know, have tried to push it, but I didn't, because I realized that we're not ready to live without violence. Human beings who live by their biology and their biology alone, and that's who they think they are, will live by personal violence. And we know not what we do with violence. We have no idea the catastrophic events that can happen based on the idea of being a predator and living in the whole idea of this is mine, that is yours, and I want what you have. We see it today with Putin. People think he's mentally ill. Could be. I probably would agree with that. But then again, look at Congress. I mean, we have a lot of mentally ill people in this world. We have shooters and all sorts of issues and problems. And the Neanderthal way of dealing with it is, with the NRA, is, you want to solve the problem of shooters, you got to put out more guns, you know. Just ridiculous. Human beings are really stupid. So violence and morality come together, and we use violence as a moral means to stop what we think is wrong and dealing with what we think of as our inherent rights and defending those rights and yada, 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 yada. I have read the Constitution. I know exactly the misdemeanor of misunderstanding that Second Amendment, but we want to misunderstand it because it appeals to the morality we have of our DNA, which is what I have as mine, and I will defend it to my death. Pull the gun out of my cold, dead fingers kind of thing. Jeez, a bunch of morons. Anyway, here we are. First question comes from Violet. She lives in Sacramento. She says, why is this country so violent? I don't understand. And then she goes into all sorts of philosophies. Violet, you must understand something. Human beings are generally violent. Look at where you are. And this is the beginning of understanding compassion and love. If you don't see where you are, look what you have incarnated in. You've incarnated into a raw body, a meat suit. It's all meat and it's all has to do with organs and chemicals that science and you and I know nothing about. I know only what I've read from Robert Sapolsky's book, Behave. And I remember some of the stuff he is talking about in his magnificent book, Behave. And it was much more detailed than what I went through in college. But once you understand where you are, you have to understand where you are. You're in a very difficult world. A world that is full of dog eat dog. Well, dogs wouldn't even do that. I think that's inappropriate. People killing each other. We eat meat. Let me give you an example. And I know you're not going to believe this, but it's true. When you eat meat, you bite into the flesh of an animal that was killed harshly. You also, when you eat meat, you are awakening certain enzymes in your body. You are awakening certain chemicals in your brain. And you're starting a process of awakening your primitive needs, your primitive behaviors. This has to do with all sorts of systematic nuances in the brain that send messages that killing, eating the kill, the prey, is a natural born, shall we say, right of a human being that has to be fulfilled. And that's the way we live. We stimulate hormones in our body. We regulate them through violence. We get aggressive in our driving. We get aggressive with other people. We get aggressive in what we watch on television. We like graphic violence. All of this, and not to say the video games that the kids are playing, this is horrible. And we start to see nihilism growing in our country because of DNA. We are Nathandrals. That's funny. We're primitive. And we live in that primitive state of mind, the Neanderthal mind and body, and we start setting the precedent of being aggressive and powerful. And then sex gets into it. Oh, yes, our good friend sex. Sex comes in because we want to feel powerful. And there is nothing more sexual than the aggression that we feel in the human body as we allow the violence of our DNA to take place inside of us as a means, as a motive, as a strategy for living. Now, this goes on and on and on, undetected, unnoticed by everybody. We don't have any sense of self-awareness. And then when somebody comes along like myself who is suggesting, or somebody like Sapolsky, or the reading of the books, and I think Havari was very, very right in his books about the evolution of human beings, Sapiens and Homo Deus. Once you start reading some of this, instead of just sitting there, Violet, and protesting all of this and thinking it's wrong, when you don't really understand why it is there in the first place, and not educating yourself on the source of our violence and the reason for our violence, it makes our protest very parochial, and it doesn't change anything. This is why it's always going to be there. Even Jesus said, in this world, you will always have wars and rumors of wars. So I cannot say enough about this. I have very strong insights for myself about my life and how I've lived it, and the violence that I have both succumbed to and the violence I have now shed. And I look at it with a great deal of respect because I understand this is not an easy thing to overcome for most people. But the first and only way this process begins to take place in us of peace is you have to see how you have incarnated in a meat suit, a body that is meat and potatoes, as it were, for your prey, the prey that preys on you, other people, the aggression that comes out of that through DNA. And once you have educated yourself on all of this, that is when you will start to realize, I don't have an escape mechanism. There's no way to get around this. I'm going to have to transcend it. And if you are willing to transcend it and to go beyond the means of your violence, making it seem to be moral, then you have something very special. You can start working on yourself authentically, and that will have a great and pronounced, shall we say, effect upon not only yourself, but the world in general. I hope you understand this, and I explained it well enough for you to understand, and please forgive me. Namaste. The next question. This is from Hansen. He does not tell me where he lives. Why were we created to kill? I don't understand God's plan. First of all, there is no God that has a plan. Now, if you need to think that and believe that, that's okay. But that would, if you need to do that, make you question the sanity of this kind of God and maybe your own sanity for making it up. Or if you believe it to be true, absolute, then what kind of God do you, quote unquote, worship? So you have that to think about. And that's pretty important if you want to understand the way, the truth, and the light. So, we come to this planet due to the incarnations we have lived in the past. And most of those incarnations have been pretty ugly. They defy all love and kindness. And I personally, through my own insight, through my own inner awakening, have discovered how I was affected when I was younger by the whole idea of violence, not knowing what it meant or why it was there, or what the issue of eating meat was all about, or what the issue of thinking that there is a righteous violence that makes for justice, and that's just another word for revenge. And you start to look at the whole thing and you realize, my God, what have I done to my life and myself? And basically what we have done is we have complicated our life and made ourselves the, shall we say, the deliverer of personal violence. And we have a lot of personal violence in us, which is why I wrote the book, We Know Not What We Do. We don't know what we're doing because we don't care to. God didn't make us violent. And if you think there is a God out there, first of all, who puts his thumbs up and down and kills and births human beings, then you have a bitter pill to swallow about the state of your life and how you're living it. But if you've come to a point of a little more awareness, you begin to see that, oh, I'm the author of my life. I'm the one who is doing all of this. And I'm using excuses, of other people and their lives and what they're doing and thinking they're wrong and they deserve what they get. And I want you can build it any way you want, but you will miss, because this whole thing is merely about love, purely and merely about love. It's really that simple. And until you and I are willing to live in love for the sake of love itself, we will not mature and grow, and there will be no peace on earth at all. I'm out of here. I have many more things to share with you tomorrow on these subjects, so hope you'll join us. Thank you for Hansen for listening, and please forgive me. Namaste. And to my audience, I love you dearly. Please forgive me. Stay.